السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته.
الله أكبر، الله أكبر، الله أكبر، الله أكبر. أشهد أن لا إله إلا أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله أما بعد يقول سبحانه وتعالى في كتابه الكريم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. ثم أما بعد. My dear beloved respected brothers and sisters, I ask Allah Azza wa Jal to bless me and you with sincerity in everything that we say and everything that we do. Ameen, Ya Rabbil Alameen. إِنَّ الدُّنْيَا مَمَرْ وَلَيْسَتْ بِمُسْتَقَرْ وَإِنَّهَا دَارُ ابْتِلَاءِ وَلَيْسَتْ دَارُ اسْتِوَاءِ. This dunya is temporary, and it's not our eternal destination. It is a place of trials and tribulation, and it is not a place of everlasting joy. One of these tests that does not differentiate between old or young, male or female, rich or poor, black or white, Muslim or non-Muslim, one of these tests is the test of sickness. Is the test of sickness. Everyone in this room either have experienced it in the past or experiencing it as we speak. So this khutbah today is directed to my sick brothers and sisters. I want to tell you glad tidings. Glad tidings for my sick brother and for my sick sister. Because Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, عظم الجزاء مع عظم البلاء وإن الله إذا أحب قوما ابتلاهم فمن رضي فله الرضا ومن سخط فله السخط. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the greatest reward comes with the greatest trial. When Allah loves people, He tests them. So whomsoever is pleased and content with the test, Allah is pleased with them. And whomsoever complain and not content, they will earn the wrath of Allah Azza wa Jal. So first, my brothers and sisters, the first good news is that inshallah you are one of the people whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves. Glad tidings to my sick brothers and sisters. When Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Inna Allah ta'ala yabtali abdahu al-mu'min bis-saqam hatta yukaffira anhu kulla dhanb. Allah azza wa jal tests his abd with sickness until he expiates every single sin. So my second glad tidings to you, my sick brother and sister, is if you are patient and accepting the qadr of Allah, you will be clean from all sins. Glad tidings to my brothers and sisters who are sick, because the one who goes through all kinds of trials and tribulations and tests, and he was miserable in this dunya, but he was destined to Jannah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, this person will be dipped one dip. How long does a dip take? One dip in Jannah. And alayhi salatu wa salam said, that dip will make him or her forget every single hardship they went through in the dunya. If that is the result of a dip, فَمَا بَالَكَ بِالْخُلُودِ. What do you think if someone's eternal life is in Jannah? My brothers and sisters who are sick, glad tidings to you. Because your reward in Jannah is huge. Listen to this hadith from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said, يَوَدُّ أَهْلُ الْعَافِيَةِ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ حِينَ يُعْطَى أَهْلُ الْبَلَاءِ الثَّوَابِ لَوْ أَنَّ جُلُودَهُمْ كَانَتْ قُرِضَتْ فِي الدُّنْيَا بِالْمَقَارِيدِ. الله أكبر. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the healthy people on the day of judgment, when they see the reward of the person who was sick and patient, when they see that reward, they wish that in the dunya they were cut in scissors. They wish that they were cut in scissors because they saw the huge reward of the sick person in the akhirah. My beloved brothers and sisters who are sick, glad tidings to you. Listen to this beautiful gift from Allah and His Messenger. My brothers and sisters, while you are in the hospital, sitting in your bed, while you are even in a coma, while you are paralyzed, قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إذا مرض العبد أو سافر كتب له من الأجر مثل ما كان يعمل صحيحا مقيما. رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said, and the hadith is in Bukhari, when a person is sick or traveling, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give him or her every single reward of every action they used to do when they were healthy and at their home. You are in the hospital, laying in bed, but because you were from the people of Fajr in Jama'ah every day, it will be recorded you are praying Fajr in Jama'ah. You are sick and you have to take pills all the time now. But when you were healthy, you used to fast Mondays and Thursdays. When Monday and Thursday come, you are eating and it's recorded fasting. Because when you were healthy, you were practicing, and every amal you used to do when you were sick, it will be the same. Look at this beautiful gift from Allah Azza wa Jal. So ya healthy people, ya healthy people, before you get sick, increase the good amal, increase the good habits, so they will be recorded when you are lying in bed somewhere. My brothers and sisters that are sick, glad tidings to you. Listen to this hadith that will give you so much peace. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, إِنَّ الْعَبْدَ إِذَا سَبَقَتْ لَهُ مِنَ اللَّهِ مَنْزِلًا لَمْ يَبْلُغْهَا بِعَمَلِهِ ابْتَلَاهُ اللَّهِ فِي جَسَدِهِ أَوْ فِي مَالِهِ أو في ولده ثم صبره على ذلك حتى يبلغه المنزل التي سبقت له من الله تعالى. الله أكبر. يا رب يا ربي لك الحمد على نعمة الإسلام. رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said, when Allah has previously decreed for a servant a certain rank, but this servant could not get to that rank with his amal, with his salat and siyam and sadaqat, with his actions, he did not get to the rank that Allah decreed for him. Rasulullah ﷺ said, Allah will test him with his body, with his wealth, with his children, and then he gives him the patience until he gets to the level that was decreed for him. يعني Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decreed, I am in level 60 in Jannah. And my a'mal are only taking me to level 22. So Allah will test the person and give him the patience. ثم صبره. He will give him the patience with it. With that patience, he will be elevated to the status that he's supposed to be. So my brothers and sisters that are sick, keep that hadith in mind. Keep that hadith in mind and know that this sickness is literally a gift from Allah Azza wa Jal. And that's why, subhanAllah, from this hadith, you know why Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is in the highest level. Because he was tested in everything. He lost his father. He lost his mother. He lost his grandfather. He lost his uncle. He lost his wife. He lost his daughters. He lost his sons. He lost his grandson. Allahu Akbar. With all that patience and acceptance, he was elevated to the highest place in Jannah. Allahumma ajma'na ma Rasulullah ya Rabbal Alameen. One time, Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu was walking in the market of Medina. And he had a person with him and he said, would you like me to show you a woman from the people of Jannah? The man, a woman from the people of Jannah walking among us? He said, yes. So you see that woman over there? That's a woman from the people of Jannah. She came once to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And she said, Ya Rasulullah, I get a lot of seizures. And we all know when you get seizures, you lose control of yourself. Ya Rasulullah, I got a lot of seizures. And when this happened, I fall on the ground and I get uncovered. Ya Rasulullah, can you ask Allah Azza wa Jal to give me shifa? So Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam gave her two options. He said, I can ask Allah to cure you, or you can be patient. وَلَكِ الْجَنَّةِ. Or you can be patient and Jannah is yours. So the woman chose patience. And she said, Ya Rasulullah, I will be patient. But Ya Rasulullah, when I fall down, sometimes I get uncovered. So please, Ya Rasulullah, make dua for me not to get uncovered. And he did. Side note, look at this woman during seizure. She's worried about herself getting uncovered, and we have our sisters leaving the home with complete brain uncovered. I am patient, Ya Rasulullah. I will choose patience, Ya Rasulullah. When she heard that the result and the reward of that patience is Jannah. So my sister who is bedridden, Usburi walakil Jannah, be patient and Jannah is yours. My brother who has cancer stage 4, be patient and Jannah is yours. My brother and sister who have special need kids, be patient and Jannah is yours. My brother who's blind, my sister who's paralyzed, be patient and Jannah is yours. اللهم اجعلنا من الصابرين يا رب العالمين قولوا قولي هذا استغفر الله فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم بسم الله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده. He was one of the first Muslims. He has been given the glad tidings of Jannah. He was the third Khalifa and he was the son-in-law of the best man ever created. He prepared the Muslim army twice. And to be honest with you, his virtues need a khutbah by itself. With all these virtues, he had once a severe regret in his heart because he missed the battle of Badr. And he missed it because his wife, the daughter of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, was sick. He missed jihad because his wife was sick. And he stayed with her. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he found out, he told Uthman radiallahu anhu, إِنَّ لَكَ أَجْرٌ رجل ممن شهد بدر. Ya Uthman, you will get the same exact reward for everybody who participated in Badr. Because he stayed with his wife, a sick person, to take care of her, got the same reward as jihad fi sabilillah from the people of Badr, whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told them, do whatever you want, you are forgiven. Just like this was great news to Uthman, similarly, it's great news for everyone who's taking care of a sick person. Sickness, it's not just a test to the sick person, but it is also a test for his family and friends. It is very easy to claim love when everything is normal. True love is shown when the person you love is in dire need for your help. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَنَبْلُوكُمْ بِالشَّرِّ وَالْخَيْرِ فِتْنَةً. And we will test you with evil and with good, and both are kinds of trials. So my brothers and sisters, if your dear one has been tested with sickness, you have been tested with health. If they have been tested with weakness, you have been tested with strength. If you have a sick member in your family, or you have one or more special need child, don't complain and look at that person as your door to Jannah. Remember, my brothers and sisters who are taking care of sick people, remember, first, you are performing ihsan. You are performing ihsan, and Allah said, وَاللَّهُ يُحِبُّ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. Allah loves the one who do ihsan. And Allah said, إِنَّ رَحْمَةَ اللَّهِ قَرِيبٌ مِنَ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. You are so close to earn the rahmah of Allah Azza wa Jal. My brothers and sisters who are taking care of sick family members, قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم, الرَّاحِمُونَ يَرْحَمْهُمُ اللَّهِ. The one who have rahmah on my creation, Allah will have rahmah upon them. من كان في عون أخيه كان الله في عونه. When you are in the aid and the assistance of your brother, Allah is in your assistance. Can you imagine if that brother was a father? Can you imagine if that sick person was a mother, was a child? Allah is in your assistance. من فرج عن مؤمن كربة من كرب الدنيا فرج الله عنه من كرب الآخرة. Whomsoever release the grief of a believer in this dunya, Allah will relieve his grief on the day of judgment. All these are great news for all the brothers and sisters from Allah, so they can be patient and continue to serve their family members. For my brothers and sisters who are healthy and say, this khutbah is not for me, you have a crown on your head that only a sick person can see. And you will only appreciate it when you lose it. Many of us healthy people, they complain about the simplest things. and they do not know that they are billionaires. You know the story of the man who saw a man saying, I am the poorest man on earth. Help me, I am the poorest man on earth. He said, would you sell your arm for $100,000? He said, no. How about your eye for $500,000? He said, no. How about your legs for $300,000? He said, no. He said, you are a multimillionaire. My healthy brothers and sisters, ask and beg Allah Azza wa Jal to keep this ni'mah upon you. And in order to do that, be from the shakirin, be from the grateful ones. Because most of us remember Allah when we lose the ni'mah. And the best thing to ask, when a man came to Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he said, teach me a dua, Ya Rasulullah. And he kept on coming, and Rasulullah ﷺ kept on telling him this one, literally, one word dua. Salillah al-afiyah. Ask Allah afiyah. So make it one of your constant dua. Allahumma inni as'aluka al-afiyah fi al-dunya wal-akhirah. اللهم إني أسألك العافية في الدنيا والآخرة. If Allah grant us this دعاء, Allahu Akbar, you will be happy and content in this dunya, and you will be happy in the آخرة. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us in the Quran the story of Ayyub alayhi salam. Ayyub, the man and the messenger whom you cannot mention his name without mentioning the word sabr. He was tested by all kinds of sicknesses to the level that his skin was falling and no one wants to be around him except his wife. And then look at the adab with Allah. After all these diseases and after all these years of pain, he said, "Inni massani ad-dur wa anta arhamur rahimin." Ya Allah, hardship touched me. And you are the most merciful. My brother and sister who are sick, make sure you constantly make this dua. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told Ayyub, and I hope he will tell us the same, فَاسْتَجَبْنَا لَهُ. We answered his dua. اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وإسرافنا في أمرنا وثبت أقدامنا وانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. اللهم وفقنا لما تحبه وترضاه. ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما. اللهم انصر إخواننا في غزة يا رب العالمين. اللهم انصرهم نصرا عزيزا. اللهم أعزهم يا رب العالمين. اللهم دمر أعداءهم تدميرا. اللهم دمرهم تدميرا. اللهم يا قوي يا عزيز دمرهم تدميرا. اللهم أرنا فيهم عجائب قدرتك يا رب. أغث إخواننا في بنغلاديش وإخواننا في اليمن وفي سوريا وفي العراق، وأغث إخواننا في لبنان، وأغث إخواننا في كل مكان وفي السودان يا رب العالمين. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. وقوموا إلى صلاتكم. Please, brothers, come from the hallway and the two rooms on the side and fill up the main hall. Look down, make sure the heels on the line, foot to foot, shoulder to shoulder. Sisters, please make sure the same. Every week after I finish, a sister comes to me and she says, Sheikh, you should see the sisters upstairs. There are feet between them. So please, sisters, make sure you close the gaps. Jazakumullah khair.
الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
استووا اعتدلوا الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين ولنبلونكم بشيء من الخوف والجوع ونقص من الأموال والأنفس والثمرات وبشر الصابرين وبشر الصابرين الذين إذا أصابتهم مصيبة قالوا إنا لله إنا لله وإنا إليه راجعون أولئك عليهم صلوات من ربهم ورحمة وأولئك هم المهتدون الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. استغفر الله. If you can just remain seated, we have a shahada, inshallah. Rab. So you can face the crowd, inshallah.
Thank you.
All right. This is our brother Rob. He just came to my office and he wants to join our ummah. So before we start, inshallah, just mention, put it closer to your mouth.
Sure.
And mention to your brothers and sisters what attracted you to Islam, just briefly.
Sure. I have had little exposure to Islam in my life. I was raised by an atheist family. And 2 years ago, I started studying Islam and reading the Quran to try and dispel a lot of the stereotypes and rumors around Islam. From there, I became closer to it and started practicing the Salah and observing Ramadan. And this seemed like...
How was Ramadan? Did you feel
it? Interesting. I was surprised to find how humbled I felt.
SubhanAllah.
and also, I feel like, you know, experiencing that and bringing myself closer to communities and those in need. A lot how you spoke to people who are sick in my life. It was very rewarding.
SubhanAllah. And you told me something about your father having a friend.
Yeah, my first exposure to Islam was my father had a friend that he worked with who was Muslim. And despite not having a religion of his own, my father really resonated with the five pillars. And that was the first thing that I learned of it.
SubhanAllah. You see, look how much his father admired, his father, the atheist, and he admired the Muslim because of his discipline and the five daily prayers. So your behavior at work is better than all these lectures. Your actions, this is exactly what attracts people to this deen. Ready?
As ready as I'm going to be.
Ashhadu.
Ashhadu.
Allah.
Allah.
Ilaha.
Ilaha.
Illa.
Illa.
Allah.
Allah.
Wa.
Wa.
Ashhadu.
Ashhadu.
Anna.
Anna.
Muhammadan.
Muhammadan.
Rasulu.
Rasulu.
Allah.
Allah.
I bear witness.
I bear witness.
That.
That.
There is none worthy of worship.
There is none worthy of worship
except Allah.
Except Allah.
And I bear witness.
And I bear witness
that Muhammad.
That Muhammad.
Peace be upon him.
Peace be upon him.
Is his final messenger.
Is his final messenger.
Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Alhamdulillah, Rob, we are so excited that you came to EPIC and chose EPIC to take your shahada and start your new journey. We are all here for you. If you need any help, ready for some hugs.
Yes, yes.
Yalla ya shabab. Bismillah.
الله لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم لا تأخذه سنة ولا نوم له ما في السماوات وما في الأرض من ذا الذي يشفع عنده إلا بإذنه يعلم ما بين أيديهم وما خلفهم ولا يحيطون بشيء من علمه إلا بما شاء وسع كرسيه السماوات والأرض ولا يؤوده حفظهما وهو العلي العظيم.